I would guess a lot of us here tonight are hoping to find something specific under the Christmas tree tomorrow morning. Maybe you've even seen a wrapped box that has your name on it, and you've picked it up, seen how heavy it is, just to check it out. One Christmas, when I was a little girl, I hoped with all my might that I would wake up and find a puppy under the Christmas tree. My parents gently told me that this was not going to happen, but I hoped for the puppy anyway. I picked out a name for her. I dreamed of walking her and feeding her and giving her little puppy baths in the bathtub. The truth is, no matter how old we are, we're all hoping for something. A lot of those things that we hope for, we're not going to find under the Christmas tree. We might hope for the perfect family, whatever that means, or we might hope that that extra chair at the dinner table would just go away on its own. But no matter what it is that we're each hoping for, no matter what gifts are under the tree tomorrow, Christmas is a celebration of God's gift to us. And God's gift to us is so enormous that it can't fit under a Christmas tree. And here's the story of that gift. A long time ago, over 2,000 years ago, this gift from God surprised some shepherds out in the countryside. They were in a field by themselves with their sheep, with just their own thoughts and their own hopes in their head. And suddenly they were interrupted by an angel. And the angel said to them, "It's okay, don't be scared. We've got great news for all of the people in the whole world. A baby was just born over in Bethlehem. That baby is your savior. He's a king. So I want you to go and find that baby. He's going to be wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." So the shepherds went and they found that baby. And it was just like the angels had told them. That baby was God. And they saw that God doesn't just sit up on a cloud in heaven watching over us from a distance. They saw that our God came down to be with us. That puppy, when I was a little girl, I woke up that Christmas morning and there was not a puppy under the Christmas tree. My parents had four young children and my mom had just started med school, so we did not need a puppy. Under the tree, there was a stuffed dog that had batteries, and the dog barked and walked, and I took the dog for a walk around the block and I gave her a name, and after her first bath, she didn't fare so well. So life is not perfect. But here's something that is perfect. Ready? Our God gave us himself in Jesus. The grace of God has come to us as a baby, born in a stable without even a real crib, to a family that was definitely not perfect. Because here's the truth. God will do anything to be with us. After the shepherds saw that baby Jesus, they went out and they told anyone who would listen what had happened. And everyone who heard the news was amazed. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard. Tonight, we celebrate that God comes to us. God who knows what it is to be a human being, including what it means to ache for all of our hopes, so that we can gain in the riches of God's mercy. And that is how God transforms our world through his great love. So come, let us adore him, this great gift, this gift who came to live with us, to hope with us, and to love us.